Hey baby, you ready for a date tonight? I thought I'd call and let you know what I expect from you. I just got a couple rules. I don't want you to disappoint me. The first and most important rule, of course, is that I'm always, always right. And any argument with that will result in severe consequences. Second, no boxers or underwear tonight. I want your cock to chafe against your pants, reminding you who calls the shots. Yeah, I know that might hurt a little bit, but that's okay. It'll make me happy. That's it. Got it? Good boy. See, it's very simple to be a good boy for me. And good boys get to have lots of fun. So you really do want to be a good boy. I have it all planned out. You're gonna take me to a nice dinner, somewhere with a booth, so I can sit next to you and play with you. Just wait until the waitress takes our order, so I can put my hand inside your pants and check if you were a good boy or not. And if you gave your cock a bit of freedom. I hope you like public play. If not, you are gonna have a very nervous night. I had a package sent to your house. It should be there by now. A nice, big, vibrating cock ring. I want you to put it on before our date. Guess who has the remote? Oh, it's gonna be so much fun. I just know you are going to blush beautifully every time I turn it on. Wondering who else can hear the loud buzzing. It'll really reinforce what a little slut you are. After dinner, we'll have to go on a walk in public so I can really try it out. I wanted to make sure you feel it, so I got the largest, strongest one. You really can hear it from a few feet away. Do you think you will feel embarrassed when we go up to talk to people and I press a button and suddenly your balls are being violently stimulated? You'll probably jump. It's gonna be so funny. I can't wait. Now, if you're a good boy all night, I'll let you take me back to your place. I do kind of want to hurt someone tonight, so why not you? I'll play with you until I just can't take it anymore. And then I'm gonna lay face down on the bed with my hands in between my legs as I play with myself. And you're gonna stick that horny little hard on in me from behind and stay abso-fucking-lutely still. I mean it. No moving. You'll just have to throb inside of me while I play with myself and grind against you. Using you like my own personal dildo. Just clenching you so tightly. If you move even a little, I'll smack your ass. And you'll get punished later. Do you think it'll be hard for you to stay still while I use you for my pleasure? It's gonna feel so good. I'll call you my little dildo. And I'm sure you'll be this best sex toy ever. And I'll just clench around you as I play with myself. And as I get closer and closer, I'll probably start to thrust just a little bit. I might even tell you to start thrusting just a little bit. Just enough to feel you rubbing inside of me. Oh, it's gonna feel so good. Do you think you'll like being used like a little toy? My own little personal fuck doll. You're not gonna be allowed to come. I mean, this is the first time you're gonna be inside me. You have to show me you have some fucking control. Well, I'm gonna teach you some fucking control. I do like it when I can use men as a dildo. And I'll just be clenching you. And it's gonna be so hard. Just feeling you swell up inside of me, but not able to move. Not able to do anything that might bring you closer to orgasm. I'll make you thrust a little bit faster. But every now and then I'll make you just stop and go back to being my little fuck dildo. And the closer I get, the more I'm gonna squirm against you. And the harder it's gonna be for you to stay still. And that's just gonna get me hotter and more turned on, just knowing that you're not coming. But I'm going to. And I'll get closer and closer and closer. And finally, I'll explode. You'll feel me clenching down so tightly on your dick. Oh, it's gonna feel so good. And then, of course, I'm gonna smack your ass, tell you to get out of me, and then curl up. And you're gonna be my big spoon and go and sleep next to me with your throbbing, needy, needy dick just pressed against me while I go into a nice, pleasant, afterglowy sleep. I wonder how long you'll stay up with your dick just hurting. Just really, really wanting to come before you finally can calm down enough to sleep next to me. It's gonna be so much fun, baby. Don't disappoint me.